Suspicion of Rage by Barbara Parker. Read by William Dufresne. Chapter 1. January 2003. A wind from the north brought a damp, bone-biting chill to Havana. The sun was a pale disk behind high, thin clouds. Waves crashed into the seawall and exploded upward, then over, engulfing the cars and flooding the street. When night closed in, the temperature dropped. Fingers of cold air slid through the buildings fronting the sea, sent paper flying, and shook the treetops even a mile inland, where Mario Cabrera hurried along Tulipan Street. At the corner of Estancia, he paused and pretended to adjust the strap of his flute case. The handle was gone. He had tied a woven cord to the metal rings. He looked around and saw the people one usually saw on a street like this, workers heading home, some girls going out for the evening, a woman with grocery sacks weighing her hands. A car went by, a decrepit Volvo with one headlight and a smoking exhaust. The apartment building was farther on, an 8-story gray box of poured concrete. Lights shone through glass louvers. From the patio railings, white plastic shopping bags, rinsed and hung up to dry, fluttered like ghosts. Walking up the hill among others going in the same direction, Mario reached the front steps of the building. In a patch of streetlight, a group of boys in jackets too big or too small for them squatted on the ground, shooting marbles.